Hoogliest came in the game.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
That's right, Dirty's Daily, as Clint is out today, but B. Scott is in, and we'll hold it down. Remember, Dirty's Daily, as you heard there, is powered by Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. 281-222-2222. All right, the starting lineup. The lineup for the Astros are out. I thought about it. I thought about messing with you again, Tyler, but I'm not going to do that.
Don't play with my feelings, bro. Because I want them damn lineups back.
As you know, by the way, Tyler, get breaking news earlier in the 2 o'clock hour. Jake Myers, I know many of you are surprised to hear this, but he is going to the IL. He is going to be in the IL. By the way, Zach DiZenzo also moved to the 60-day IL. Which he'll be out for a while.
They done got him a burial plot right there next to Chaz, man. Ain't that a shame?
Chaz is just fine. He's not just fine, but he's coming.
He is not.
He is coming. Here is the lineup. Isak Paredes, the all-star, is leading off at third base. Cam Smith moves back to the two spot now that Jake is officially out. And then Jose Altuve, here's a key, playing left field, is batting third. And back from paternity leave, Christian Walker is back in his favorite spot of the lineup. The cleanup spot. The four spot.
Great.
It's where Christian Walker is back in the lineup.
I'm so excited.
We're getting a little funk.
Playing first base. Victor Caratini. He is the catcher tonight with Yiner Diaz behind him. Mauricio Dubon is playing shortstop tonight. And then Bryce Matthews, the number one prospect for the Astros, the hometown kid. He is at second base tonight, batting behind Mauricio Dubon in that eighth spot. And then Taylor Trammell is in center field for Jake. He is batting ninth in the order. Again, Paredes, Smith, Altuve, Walker, Caratini, Yiner Diaz, Dubon, Bryce Matthews, Trammell, and Lance McCullough is on the mound. The big story here is Bryce Matthews, hometown kid, coming back. Is this something you are really excited about? Because I've got some questions about this whole situation.
Yeah, I'm excited about it for him. Obviously, as you mentioned, a local product, came out of Atascocita. And so I want him to do well. And, of course, he's the Astros' top prospect. So there is a natural curiosity attached to that, wanting to see what does the top prospect look like in his major league debut. And, of course, you're rooting for that to be successful. Now, I haven't set a high expectation for what I want that to look like or what I think that's going to look like. I'm more curious than anything. I don't know what it's going to be because he seems to have quite a bit of boom or bust in his game. Like he's a guy that walks a lot and strikes out a lot, right? A lot of swing and miss, but also a lot of
play. Slash lines, by the way, yeah. 283, 400 on base, which is great, but it's the minors, obviously.
Yep.
476 slug, 10 homers, 39 RBIs. His big attribute there, 25 steals in AAA while playing second base.
Yeah, so, I mean, a good player, obviously a talented player. Again, I don't want to put too much on it. It feels like it's more sort of situation that's necessitated this as opposed to like, oh, Bryce Matthews is killing it and now we got to rush him up to the, like, it's not a Cam Smith situation where it's like, oh man, we can't afford not to have this guy in the lineup. We can't afford not to have this guy on the field or on our team. It's more of attrition type of situation, but I am hoping the best for him and feel like he's a really talented kid.
See, yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you was, had you been hearing that there was a possibility that this was a move that was in the works?
Yeah.
You've been hearing that? That's one, because I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that, like, that there was a thought, like when Kyle Tucker was coming up, there was a thought like, all right, yeah. Kyle Tucker is eventually going to get up here, and there was talk about that. There was talk about Hunter Brown when he was going to come up here. I don't really remember hearing that from Bryce Matthews, and I'm not going to lie to you, there's a part of me that wonders, were they really trying to change the conversation? Because the way that dropped is, it was just getting crushed by the Jake Myers injury, as they deserved to be. And then, bam, change it. We're going to bring up the number one prospect, you know, Bryce Matthews. That's what I was just wondering. Were there rumblings that he was going to potentially come up here? Because the reason why I say that is, I hope they have a plan. And this was a plan. Your number one prospect, it feels like there should be a plan of how you're going to attack.
Well, first of all, if the strategy was to throw us off the scent, let me just tell you, they are sadly mistaken.
You haven't been thrown off the scent?
No. We don't have short-term memories like that. No, we're going to remember this. We're going to remember what happened with the Jake Myers thing and what's been happening over the last several months, especially this season. But specific to him, to Bryce Matthews, it is the top prospect. Like, it's not... It is not a far-fetched idea that the top prospect would work his way into your lineup, and especially given all of the issues that they've had with their lineup, with health. So, like, to me, that part is not surprising. Yeah, we've heard that, hey, he could make an appearance. He could make his way up to the majors this season. But I think, again, what necessitated it was the fact that they've had so many guys go down, that they've got so many guys out. Like, if they were rushing to get him or itching to get him up to the majors, he would have been up here by now. He would have been up here, already, I think. And I don't think it's a matter of him not necessarily being ready, as opposed to, like, you know, them being kind of crowded in the infield, right? But then you could also make the argument, hey, second base. They got an issue with second base, right? You know, Jose Altuve, they have in a very classy way gradually moved him to the outfield, and they got him playing second base here and there, but they got a hole there. I think it's been a question all along of, hey, when exactly is he going to be ready? I think now is just as good a time as any, given what they've had injury-wise and his exact position.
Joe Espada is speaking to the media right now. He spoke about, we'll maybe have you be able to hear it, but what did he say about Bryce Matthews, his young second baseman?
Yeah. Manager Espada meeting with the media right now, so I'm sure we'll learn more. But Espada said just a second ago that the plan for young Bryce Matthews, who we're expecting to make that debut tonight, the plan is to get him daily at-bats.
Which should be the case.
I like
to me, that should be the case. This isn't...
One more piece of info. He said you'll catch Bryce Matthews playing either shortstop or second base over the next, you know, however many games.
That was going to be the next thought, is he should come up here and get every day. He should be treated, to me, if you've made the decision to bring Bryce up, he should be treated the way that they've treated Cam Smith. And that is him in the lineup every day playing, because he shouldn't come up here and be, to me, even in a platoon. Even if he's in a platoon, it makes more sense that he continues to get every day at bats in Sugar Land. So I'm glad to hear that. And obviously there are spots, right? He can play second and short. Primarily he has played second. That does probably mean we'll see a lot more Altuve out in the outfield. And what does that mean about Pena? Like, how long is Pena? When Pena does arrive, that's his spot. And if he's going to get every day at bats, do we now have a permanent second baseman?
Yeah, I think,
right?
So that's going to depend on, because also, you know, from the same reporting here, and Brian McTaggart has this from Joe Espada, it says that they'll monitor his workload, his being Bryce Matthews. They'll monitor Bryce Matthews' workload based on how he's playing. So if he plays well and there's an obvious opening there, then yeah, I think you possibly do have your second baseman. Now, he's not going to do a ton of shortstop, I don't think. Once Jeremy Pena gets back, that's going to be a wrap there.
Yeah, he's not going to do any shortstop.
I mean, there's been question about his arm and, you know, how good is he at shortstop to begin with. So
I would probably I understand what he's saying. I'd be cool with the, let's just go ahead and roll the second base.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think that I think he's going to have a leeway. He's going to have some wiggle room. And he's shown enough signs, like with his plate discipline and kind of just his overall game. I think he's shown some signs that are encouraging for them, some stuff that they would be patient with, understanding that he would be making his major league debut. There are going to be some kinks to work through, but I think they're going to be patient with him.
All right, Bryce Matthews, excited, right? Excited.
I am. Yeah. I'm excited to see it. And they have had this hole at second base. I don't think people are probably remembering this or thinking about it this way because there's so much focus on Altuve. But the whole thing with second base was that they were one of the worst at second base in all of baseball over the last couple of years. That has improved just by nature of moving Altuve out of that spot. Now we're talking about, hey, not addition by subtraction, but is this guy a plus player for you at second base? So, you know, that question will be asked and answered here pretty soon.
Yeah. So, Bryce Matthews, number one prospect for the Astros. I disagree with you a bit. I do believe it lessened the fire that was being thrown on them with the Jake Meyer situation. Now, obviously, Jake's going back to now he's on the IL, and that kind of brings that back a little bit. I did think it kind of changed the conversation to Bryce, but he's here, and he'll be in the lineup. He'll be batting eighth, and we'll see him at second base tonight.
Dude, if that's got anything to do with it, that makes you question all of it. Like
if they didn't give Jake an MRI, man, they didn't need it.
But there's a little bit of difference between injury management and just outright mismanaging and rushing your number one overall prospect. Like, to the Astros' credit, they have done a good job of developing players. They just don't know what the hell happens to them once they get hurt.
Yeah, from that portion of it, you would expect that he does well. Because, you know, the rest of the guys that have moved up and played up here have played pretty well. But it was good. I'll just say, if it wasn't, it was great timing to at least change the conversation a little bit, because the big story stopped being Jake, and the big story started being your number one prospect is called up and playing with the big
team. Yeah, is it lighter tonight? Who's pitching for?
It's lighter.
So, yeah, how about that? We're gonna throw you into the fire against what they got: Leiter, DeGrom, and Uvalde.
Yep.
Have fun,
baby.
Go out there and beat somebody, maybe, Bryce.
Jump on a fastball, Bryce.
There you go.
What do you think? All right. Speaking of doing your thing and fighting hard in Houston, I don't know. Do you all remember the Adrian Peterson video, where it looked like he was at some makeshift casino? I think they were actually doing it for...
It's a poker game.
A poker game, I think, for a cause. And I think he knew the guy, but he was about to... It looked like a fight was happening. Then I think they actually started throwing hands. And I'll be honest, it didn't... I don't think it really looked great for either one of the gentlemen, including Adrian. I don't know. I was telling myself Adrian was just trying not to haul off and lay the guy out.
Yeah.
It looked like he was trying to calm himself. Well, naturally, fellas, Adrian Peterson has signed for a celebrity boxing match with that guy that he fought over the poker game.
Wow, dude.
Is this where Adrian is? It's
rough living.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you figure Adrian Peterson could go somewhere and just sign autographs and make a check. Like, just.
Or if he really wanted to whoop this guy's ass, he could just go and whoop this
guy's
ass.
Yeah, well, he clearly doesn't want to just whoop this guy's ass.
No, he wants to whoop that.
They're going to have to go however many rounds that the agreement is for.
So a celebrity boxing match, it only has to have one celebrity?
Apparently so. What is celebrity in 2025? Like, is one viral video with one famous person enough to make you a celebrity if you were memeable?
Do we know this gentleman's name?
Absolutely not. He could walk in here right now and
I don't have to look, I need
a name tag. I tell him to go to the front. Like, talk this, to Leroy.
I don't know. I'm certain Adrian lives close to me, at least in a similar neighborhood.
Pull up. Let's get down to the bottom of this.
I remember almost hitting him backing out of the football practice.
See, almost was you in the celebrity boxing match.
Yeah, he probably would have tried to fight me. But this
I'm not fighting Nathan Peterson.
Well, yeah, I'm not either.
Absolutely
this,
not.
This does, but this just doesn't feel like this is good. Like, I just this just doesn't feel good to me for him. Like, hey,
look,
AP man, I'm gonna go celebrity boxing match over this guy that I had a fight with in the poker table.
Hey, look,
nothing about this feels. I mean, are they breaking off real good checks for this?
I think sometimes life get hard enough and rough enough to where PR is the last of your concern. You know, your image and how it looked, what that check looked like. Everybody got a cash one. Everybody got to have it. So, I mean, I understand, man. Life is hard, man. Even if you made a bunch of money.
Yeah, I just.
But I would think
like
that
you
there
said,
are more
I feel
ways.
Like there's other ways.
Yeah,
man.
There are more ways if you're Adrian Peterson. Like, if I get down on my luck, I get it. If I got to do, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. But Adrian Peterson? Be able to live off that name, buddy. I would hope so. I just, man, I don't have it in me to I hope he wipes the floor
he's
with this
fighting
guy. I don't want it to be a Nate Robinson type of situation.
Tyler, he's fighting a fella by the name of Joe. Nickname, Baby Joe.
So it's like the opposite of Big Phil.
Castendia.
So like a literal.
Joe, Baby Joe, Castendia.
Baby Joe and Big Phil.
So a literal average Joe. So an actual average Joe.
Nice.
For money.
You gotta be kidding.
And they're gonna film it and pay money for
it. Hey, don't underestimate him. Average Joe's won that dodgeball tournament now.
I'm not underestimating him. I'm shocted.
This is
Purple Cobra didn't
again, have a chance. Man. I feel like Clint could right now go to Fayetteville and make him a good little check doing something. I gotta believe Adrian could go to Norman and make him a good little check doing something.
Man, he could
go to Minneapolis.
He could go to Norman. He could go all of them little towns in East Texas.
Yes,
dude is a legend. A legend. One of the best
this
to ever do
feels
it.
Feels sad. I mean, go do your thing. I guess. Boy.
I mean, it could just be easy money. Like Adrian Peterson's like, hey man, I might not be what I used to be, but I can whoop this guy's ass for a check. Come catch these hands.
That's too bad.
Could be
all
like
right.
that.
Coming up, some injury notes with the Astros coming in. An update on Yordan, an update on Jeremy Pena. And we'll look at this series they have against the Texas Rangers. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back to The Drive. If you are late, a little injury news. And notes with y'all, Houston Astros.
Ron go British on us real quick?
I think it was, I don't know what that was.
Stuart for the whole segment.
Sorry, man.
British? Was it Australian?
I don't know what it was. I don't know.
Astros.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. But little Astro injury news is what I meant to say to you. If you missed it, the biggest update is Jake Meyers. They have decided to go ahead and place Jake Meyers on the 10-day IL, as well as another story there, a little that was kind of underneath it, was Zach DiCenzo. They move him to the 60-day IL. And he has been on the IL since June. So that means that they're not comfortable with him coming back in the next month.
Yeah.
Plus, maybe with how long he's already been out. So, those are some injury notes there. The big ones that came out more recently: Jeremy Pena. He is ramping up work in the weight room and doing somewhat baseball activity.
Somewhat,
it's a panty dropper.
Okay.
Real quick, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What do you think? What do you think he is meaning by somewhat baseball activity?
So like baseball adjacent activity? I haven't a clue. Long toss? But that wouldn't be for a shortstop per se, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You think in my mind I feel like he is taking the ball on the double plays. And then, but not throwing it.
Yeah, not throwing it. Because that might hurt the. What are we saying is wrong with the what's wrong with the ribs? What's the official word? Is it just bruised, cracked?
I think they said fractured, didn't they?
Yeah. Because they didn't know at first, and then they did.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. Whatever that is. Hopefully, they can get him soon. They do have obviously the All-Star break afterwards. He will travel to Atlanta, but he is not going to play. So that is the latest with him.
Well, that's good. He can fly.
Got a guess on Alvarez, folks?
Ooh.
Still not swinging a bat.
Jordan.
I just know his hands hurt.
No! God!
Go ahead, swing a few.
Where are we in the stages of grief with the Jordan situation, Tyler? Because I'm looking over at your face, man. You look like you've either... I can't tell if you just discussed it or if you've also accepted that Jordan is going to be missing in action for a while.
No, that I'm not accepting that yet. But, yeah, it's mainly just pure disgust, B. Scott. I just cannot believe this is the situation we're finding ourselves in with this damn training staff, the medical team for the Houston Astros. It's infuriating.
I mean, Ron was 40 the last time this guy played.
Yeah,
40. So, I mean, at some point,
you think he just
got to start imagining life without him or accepting and understanding life
without
him.
Do you think he plays before my wife turns 40?
When is that?
August 14th.
Nope.
No.
I'm holding out hope for October, and that's about it.
I'm going to go no.
Well, you've skipped September.
Ooh, but you know what? If he doesn't?
Do you think he plays prior to my wedding anniversary?
Which is?
9-10.
No.
Oh, he's got to be here before September 10th. Nah, he's
does
in there.
He?
He's in
does there. He got to be, B. Scott?
He's in there.
He's
in there.
Playing before September.
He's 10th. In the lineup.
But
you,
not before
you know about the
my
folks
wife's
looking
birthday.
At his injuries, right?
I want them to stop looking. I just
would
ask
you. You'd rather just trust him,
man.
On it?
What do Jordan got to say about it, man? Because it felt like his instinct was correct to begin with. You know, like I almost trust the player more. How you feeling? I mean, I feel like that's what they're doing anyway.
Yeah.
You good?
You good? Jake, you
straight?
Good? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think I might need an MRI. No, I don't think we need that.
Somebody text in Pena Conda baseball activity watching Sports Center. Okay.
Ah.
That's not a bad one. I feel when I think about it, I picture him with a baseball glove and just doing this.
Like Smalls on the Sandlot.
Yeah. But standing like, you know, at a makeshift baseball field, like a not field, but maybe they've got an indoor field, and he's just.
That's better than me. I thought he's like trading baseball cards or something.
Might be playing MLB The Show.
Yeah,
PlayStation.
Because I can he play fantasy? Is that too close to gambling?
Probably.
Text line coming in. Ron with flexing with important date knowledge. Wedding anniversary, wife B day. I see you at wedding anniversary. That's easy. 9, 10, 11, baby.
There you go. Can you count?
Can't mess that one up. 9, 10, 11. That's an easy one, baby.
Can you count? That's what it is. What's my anniversary? Huh?
Text line just coming count. Through. Real positive there from the folks. Jordan will be out for the season, have surgery. Myers will be out with an Achilles injury, done for the year.
Come on, man. Achilles?
We'll
Achilles is crazy. Come on, man.
What do they call it? What do they call it? A right calf strain is what they're calling Jakesters.
They're going to mess around not having MRIs and throwing him out there before he's ready. They're going to mess around and mess up his Achilles if they're not careful.
Yeah. Hopefully good. Sean Dubin and Brandon Rogers have shifted their rehab assignments to Florida. What does this mean for Brandon Rogers?
Man without a country.
Now that they brought up Bryce Matthews,
And it really got to suck for him because – this job was there for the taking. I actually assumed that he was just going to be their second baseman, that they would take the L in the lineup because he's basically a zero in the lineup, but he'd be an excellent defensive second baseman, kind of answer that question, that issue that they had at the position. But no, couldn't even hold that down. And now the kid is here. I mean, I think it's the kid from here. Like,
no, it's got like I think said, it has
they're,
to.
They're going
to
have the patience with him. And
this is a damn shame.
It's his job to lose.
Tyler doesn't believe Jordan's going to make it back before the Texans play week one.
Tyler is guarding his heart.
What day?
He's guarding his heart, man.
What day do the Texans play week one? What day is that game against the Rams?
Yeah, it's got to be right around there, that September, mid-September.
September 7th.
Yeah.
You don't think he's back by
No, I do not.
You think the Houston Texans, who have not started training camp, will play their first regular season game in L.A. before Jordan Alvarez?
Right now today, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Which happens first?
I'll buy you a bottle of Whistle Pig if that is the case.
Which happens first? A Nico Collins touchdown?
No, I take that back. You got to get me something too. I don't know why. I just did a I'll buy you.
You already said it.
I didn't shake on it.
You're a man of your words.
I didn't shake on it.
Doesn't matter. You're a man. You stand by your word.
Don't try to push that on me.
I'll see you in October.
You get a Nico Collins touchdown before a Jordan Alvarez home run.
Oh, wow. I'm going to say no. I think Jordan comes back. I think Jordan comes back in August. I think. Not this month. Clearly not. He's not hitting yet.
Jordan.
His hand still hurt.
Now,
so it was 60% healed. Any update on that?
We went to 80, and I don't think we got a new
good. Update. I don't want a freaking number from
a
those
new percentage
idiots.
Update.
95%. Tyler, we're almost there. It's 95%.
I don't want no damn numbers.
Who thought that was a good idea?
This will calm them down.
60%.
Got some good news and some bad news.
Got some good news. Hey, man, we found out actually it was fractured. But guess what? She's 60% healed now, fellas.
It's so fractured that it's healed.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a good thing they winning games, man. Because what an embarrassment!
Let's see if they can start winning again tonight as they take on the Rangers. See if they can start winning again. All right, Rockets fans out there, who in the Western Conference do you get the sense is the team that will give the Rockets the most problems? And I forgot about this, and this should have been an honorable mention on the turd list. This was despicable, in my opinion, what we saw last night or what we saw earlier this week. I don't know if you saw this in a minor league game. Absolute BS. It would have been a situation where I would have sat on home plate and we would not have gotten the game started again until they reversed the call or someone drug me out. And I would put all my body weight on the ground. It was the most ridiculous decision I have heard in baseball in my life. And I've seen a lot of them. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Ron's got some juice to him.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
So I'm checking out, you know, you go through Twitter and you go through IG and TikTok. Oh, wow. TikTok. Excuse me.
The what? That's a different program. That's a different app.
TikTok. Sorry.
TikTok, the one that you can use at work. That one you got to use at home.
I,
what are you talking about?
That is not.
Go for speed or for comfort.
TikTok. Wow.
You motorboating son of a bitch.
Yeah. And you can find all that other stuff on TikTok.
Yeah, you can.
And Instagram, too.
These double D's get me every time. Hey, man.
Who among us?
TikTok. And there was this this minor league game. And I think a little buddy, he had runners, I believe, on first and third. And it was two outs. And looked like they're starting to have a little weather come through. It was getting the skies were getting a little dark. My man is in the middle of his windup, gets the leg up, and I mean the loudest, biggest thunders. It was one of them combo thunderstorm lightnings. And you could see it because the camera's from the back. And you could see the lightning, bam, right in front of him, and the thunder, bam, hit. And he was in the middle, and everybody, umpires included, everybody ducked, flinched or whatever.
Rightfully so.
Yes.
Scary as hell.
Everybody, all the base runners, I went back and I rewound it and went back to see everybody flinching.
Yeah, they saw God.
And he is the pitcher in mid-windup. He flinched. And they got done with it. And I'm thinking, all right, they're obviously about to go ahead and
let's go a little delay here, weather delay. Yeah.
Nah, man. That son of a bitch came from behind. Behind the plate, that umpire sent the runner from third in to score and the runner from first to second and called a balk.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
And I'm listening to the Luke Murrows, the broadcasters, and they're like, oh man, oh, they're calling it a balk. Everybody flinched and everybody shook up, but it is the rule. You have to follow through.
Is it, though?
Come on, dog. We got to understand. There is no way. There is no way that run would have counted. There is no way. We have got to use some sort of logic and understanding. As soon as the thunder and the lightning hit, there was time. They cannot figure. That was the biggest amount of BS I've ever seen in my life. I was getting pissed watching it for.
This would have to qualify as one of those when keeping it real goes wrong. Because, like, if you're that committed to the letter of the law or that committed to the rule.
You flinch.
Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Like, the rule has now taken over, like what you said, logic and reason. And if we're on the subject of letter of the law and rules, how is it that a lightning strike or thunder like that wouldn't trigger immediately the lightning delay?
Yes. Like before they sort it out and
before he gets a chance to balk, the first thing that happened was the lightning. All right, bam. Everything after that is a wash.
No pun intended. There's got to be the umpires got to come together. Like somebody has got to say, hey, man, let's just get this MRI on Jake. Somebody's got to come in here and just say, hey, guys, like, we clearly know, man, the balk was not caused because he was trying to deceive the runner. The balk was caused because the damn lightning strike.
Yeah.
The lightning struck in front of us. We all flinched. We all took off.
Dude, it feels like.
It feels like
a hell of a conspiracy. Like, oh, you know what? We going to cheat this pitcher out of an at bat with the lightning.
Yeah, that was
like people who think that, oh, the game is rigged, this is fixed. That would have been one of those moments. Like, I never buy into that. Oh, it's fixed, it's rigged, they wanted it this way. I never buy into those conspiracies. If I was at this game, or if I was this pitcher or somebody on his team, I would have some serious questions. The fix got to be in.
I'm grabbing all the baseballs. And I'm sitting on home plate. We're not starting the game over. We're not starting it. Whenever we restarted that game, I'm not. Nope. We ain't restarted. He's going back to third. He's going back to first.
They talk about unwritten rules.
Wild. That was so wild.
You hear about unwritten rules in baseball. How is it not, if not a written rule, how is it not an unwritten rule? That if lightning strikes in the middle of a windup, we start over again. Do they have a pitch clock?
Let's add to his ERA and everything.
Like, let's restart the clock.
Yeah, I'm hot. Yeah. Yeah, that was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever seen. Boy, if you ain't seen that video, go watch it, man. It was crazy. Everybody flinched. And they called a balk on that man. I thought they were joking.
Is flinching in response to a lightning strike, could that even be included in your, like, that's not a natural, I know this is not an official term, but that's not a natural baseball motion. That's a oblique, God just showed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the hell with a baseball game.
Yeah, the hell with that. That was wild. All right, B. Scott is in. Clint Sterner is out today. Brandon, when you look at the Western Conference and we see where the Rockets are, one of the favorites. Only OKC is not just in the West, but only OKC is favorite of them over them right now in terms of winning the title going into the next year with everything they've done. Is OKC the team to you that gives them that will be the most difficult matchup? Because the reason why I bring that up is the one thing we learned in the playoffs last year, especially in the West, man, it's about matchups.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
well, it's a crowded field, too.
It's a crowded field. OKC seems to struggle a lot against the Lakers for some reason. But the Lakers cannot touch the Timberwolves. Like, and the Timberwolves can't do anything with the OKC, Thunder.
Yeah.
Right? And the Rockets struggled against the Warriors. But, I mean, but they gave seems like the Lakers, they gave a lot of teams problems.
Beat the Thunder.
Yes. And the Nuggets gave OKC problems. Right, but the Clippers can't mess with it was weird. Matchup wise, do you see OKC? Is that the toughest matchup you think in the Western Conference for the Rockets?
I think that's the toughest team overall, and so after we get past the matchups, when we just talk about overall talent and overall team, I feel like the Thunder is the biggest threat because they're the best team, but they're actually the matchup that I like. I'm not going to say the most. But I do, because I think the matchup against Minnesota is interesting. I like their matchup against Memphis. We were all clamoring for them to face Memphis in the playoffs because we felt like that was going to be an easy out. I won't say I like their matchup the best against the Thunder, but I do like how they match up against the Thunder. The part that I don't like about the Thunder is just how deep and talented they actually are. So, yeah, no, matchup-wise, I look at the Nuggets as a tough matchup. I look at the Clippers as a team.
You think the Clippers are a tougher matchup Rockets?
It's a team. I think they're a tough matchup for a lot of teams. It's a team that I don't want to face as easy as they are to make as a joke. I think they're a tough matchup. So, yeah, the Thunder, they're the best overall team. Are they the toughest matchup for the Rockets? I wouldn't say so. I think that is potentially Denver. I think that, obviously we'll see what ends up happening with the Warriors, but they're obviously a difficult matchup because of how they play.
Yeah, I don't know now. When you look at the additions the Rockets have made, I feel like they're a lot more equipped to handle a team like the
Warriors. I think talent-wise they are, yeah. But still, like, to me, a great difference between the Rockets and the Warriors wasn't as much talent. I mean, it was a great deal of experience, right? You got Steph Curry out there and Jimmy Butler, but it wasn't a talent issue as much as it was style of play, and the Warriors having answers and the Rockets not. Like, the Rockets acted like they had never seen a zone in their life. Never seen a zone defense in their life, professional basketball.
But again,
players.
like with KD and stuff like that, I feel like, at the very least, Brandon, they got a much better opportunity to be able to deal with that.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just saying, like, I think if we're just talking about matchup versus talent, right? I think they match up better talent-wise. Style of play, I think, is an issue. And then when it comes to the Thunder, I think the style of play is similar enough, and they match up well enough to where I like that matchup.
Text line coming through. Sorry, you guys are both dead wrong. That ump would have lost his job if he hadn't called a balk. Well, fine.
To hell with him and
his job.
To
hell with that job.
Don't give a damn about
his job. I'm to hell with that.
Well, sorry.
We're supposed to cry for his job?
No, I'm taking that to court. Sue the hell out of them.
And whoever
got this on video,
whoever is in charge of the job, he can lose his job.
Yeah, he can lose his.
I'm telling you, every single one of y'all.
You
can get
crazy?
It. What's wrong with y'all?
That's what I'm talking about with baseball right now. That guy. Even the thought. I'm not saying you're wrong, Texter, but even the thought that would be the case. Hey man, this guy kind of went in and kind of ended the play once that lightning hit. It shook everybody. Man, he didn't count that balk, man. I mean, he's out. Nah, man, hell with that.
There's going to be an appeal, and I'm with you. What did you say? I mean, I'd have set my happy ass
set
right
my
there
ass
on home plate.
If I were that coach, I would have set my ass down.
Call security, because that's what it's going to take. I'd have been upset about this, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's insane. He lost his job. The hell with that. You think that you think the other manager would have come out and lost his and gone off about that? Probably.
How many umpires in the history of the world have lost their job because they failed to call a balk?
I was about to say, Angel Martinez or Angel Hernandez continued to be able to call balls and strikes. Blatant.
Joe West. Who was the dude that messed the guy, Galarraga? What was his name? The I think it was a Rockies pitcher. Messed him out of a perfect game.
I remember
Armando
it happened.
It was
the Tigers. Tigers pitchers. Yeah. It was Jim Joyce.
Jim Joyce. There we go.
Why do I know that?
There we go.
Okay, let's.
I was getting all of my umpires mixed up. But Jim Joyce, 8-4.
Somewhere Luke is yelling, Jim Joyce! It was Jim Joyce! Tyler, that time Luke came out and knew that the Wendell Stats had an umpiring school and knew the city in Florida of where it was.
Good
I said,
God.
What in the hell?
What the hell, Luke?
What the hell have we hired?
Man, that was in some game notes somewhere. That was in the broadcasting packet.
I believe Hunter and his dad have an umpiring school in Sarasota.
Man.
What?
Kind of fine print have you
been
reading?
We look it up, and he really does. All right, 5 o'clock fire coming up. We'll get you ready for the Astros and Rangers and the injury notes coming up next right here live on The Drive.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.